Let's hope it's a beautiful summery day on Sunday, because the Billericay Summerfest is on, and it's the Rotary Club of Billericay Mayflowers summer community and charity fundraising event that usually attracts over 5,000 attendees at Sun Corner. It's all happening this Sunday, and here to tell us all about it is Yvonne Kint from the Rotary Club of Billericay Mayflower. Hi Yvonne.
Hi Bob.
Oh, that was a mouthful, wasn't it? How are you today?
Yeah, very well. I can't believe it's 6 months since I was here last.
I know. Because I was going to ask you about that, because obviously we were talking about the Billericay Christmas market then, weren't we?
That's right.
So how did that go?
Well, brilliantly. Honestly, it was a capacity crowd. We made well over £30,000 for our charities, but also I hope we gave people a really, really good day out.
It was fantastic. Mm. And you know, the crowds were amazing yet again, weren't they? I mean, Billericay was completely full of people, weren't they?
Yeah.
Absolutely wonderful. And of course, no doubt you'll be doing it again this year. When's that coming up?
That's on the 3rd of December this year, and planning's been underway for about the last 3 months, so we're trying to get ahead of ourselves.
Well, you'll have to come back end of November and tell us all about that.
Thank you.
So, okay, moving on to Sunday's Summerfest. First of all, tell us where and when it takes place.
Well, as usual, it's Sun Corner in Billericay, and it all kicks off for the public at 11 o'clock in the morning, and we hope it goes on till about 5 in the evening. I say it kicks off for the public at 11. The team will be there from about 7 o'clock, marking out pitches and getting everything sorted
out. Yeah, there's a lot of work to be done,
it
isn't
is,
there?
It
yeah,
is,
but it's well
worth it.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. So what can people expect when visiting Summerfest this year?
Well, it's a lot of it is the same, because it's a formula, a tried and tested formula that we know is successful, but we try to introduce new events, new attractions. The big thing we have this year is an acrobatics team called Kinetics. And from what I've heard, I've never seen them, but what I've heard, they're absolutely spectacular. Yeah. So we're looking forward to seeing that. But there's the usual mix. We have Pims and Beer Tent. We have the arena, the stage, where we've got a whole host of acts throughout the day. We've got the dog display, which is always really popular. Donkey rides, kiddies fairgrounds, lots of different stalls for cupcakes and lots of places to eat. Did I say donkeys? Because they're my particular favourite.
Yes,
I love the donkeys.
And I believe there's a classic car show as
there
well,
is.
Isn't there?
That's sort of a backbone of it, really, because there are dozens and dozens of cars that turn up, and they are beautiful, yes.
Yeah. Now, you called it Sun Corner earlier on, but we can't really call that it that anymore, can we? It's the Queen Elizabeth II Field, isn't it?
I think it's been called that for a little while, but everybody knows it as Sun Corner.
Absolutely.
That's right, yes.
So there's a stage. What entertainment is there on the stage?
Well, it kicks off at 11 o'clock, and we've got several local dance groups. We've got local bands. We've got Ballard Dance. We've got Fusion Acts. We've got the Laura Davidson Band, which is new to us, but everything I've heard about it, you know, is very, very positive. Then we've got the dog display, then the acrobatics team, and finishing off with the Cockney Treble, who are regulars of ours.
Lovely band. Yeah, real sort of party band.
They are getting everybody in the mood and
very
getting
nice.
Everything.
What about the children? What will there be for the children?
Well, a lovely little children's fun fair. I mean, none of the big rides that you see in normal fun fairs, but the little merry-go-rounds and the little spinning things from there. It's always very, very well attended.
Now, tell us about the more serious side, the charity element. It's all to raise money for charities.
Yes, I mean, we like to think of the events that we put on as a sort of dual purpose, really, community, doing something for the community in the community. But these are our two big, the Christmas market and Summerfest are our two big fundraising events, Christmas market more so, because it's a bigger event. But all the surplus that we make, every penny of it goes to our charities.
Yeah, could you give us an idea of which charities that you
well,
support?
Well, yeah, I mean, we try to be quite fair about it, and divide our charity money between local, national and international charities. So the local charities that we support are BOSP, which is a charity close to our heart, Essex Air Ambulance, Hamlin House, St. Luke's Hospice. We have a lot of contact with Thriftwood School, which is always very rewarding. Kids Out, we took a group of children from Thriftwood out last week for the day.
Wonderful.
We do try to invest in the local community, yes.
What good work you guys do.
Yes.
Are there a lot of you working at this?
Well, the club is 48 members strong and everybody chips in, I have to say. I think we're regarded as a very active club amongst the Rotary community, yes.
So what sort of things will your members be doing on the day, working hard?
Well, setting up the beer tent, you know, the marquees, yes.
The beer tent, yes.
Which is always popular, I don't know why.
Yeah.
The Pim's tent, they'll be marking out pitches so that the stalls that come know exactly where they need to go. We'll be organising car parking because there's free car parking.
Right.
I mean, did I say that the event is free? I mean,
no,
this
you
is
didn't,
astonishing.
I was coming to that. It's all free.
It's
yes.
all free.
Yeah.
Yes, and generally welcoming the stall holders, welcoming the other attractions that are coming in, setting up the stage. So there is a lot of work to be done.
Right. Well, you've preempted my next question, really. You're mentioning the beer tent, but I was going to ask you, what about food and drink, a subject close to my heart?
Me too, yes. No, well, the usual coffee stalls, cake stalls, hamburger and bacon rolls, my particular favourite.
Yeah,
but yes, there's plenty available.
And there were some fabulous sweet stalls
last
year as well, weren't they?
Oh, yes, aren't they pretty? Yes, they're lovely to look at.
Very nice. Well, that's it. You've covered everything. I've run out of questions now. Hang on. No, what about shopping?
Oh, yes. Well, the other interesting thing is that local charities can come. Well, they do come. They are coming and setting up stalls. And they usually have things that they're selling in order to raise funds. So it's for them, it's a fundraising exercise, but also it's a kind of promotion. It gets their name known amongst
absolutely.
The local community.
And I did see something about farmers as well selling produce.
I don't think we've got so much of that this year. That's often at the Christmas market.
Well, Yvonne, it's a fantastic event. I know I've been the last 2 years running thoroughly enjoyed
good.
Especially the beer tent and the stage. It was very good, and let's hope it's another successful one on Sunday and
thank
the
you.
Sun keeps shining.
Me
and,
too, yes.
And well done for all your hard work and all the members of Billericay Rotary Club of what is it?
The Rotary Club of Billericay Mayflower.
That's it. Sorry about that. Anyway, yes, let's hope it's just a minute. What
yeah, well, I just wanted to mention our sponsors, because of course we get a lot of help in advance from our sponsors, and what's lovely is that they're the same sponsors. They come back every year and support us, so it's marvellous for them and marvellous for us.
Fantastic. You must mention
Little Legs Nursery. They're loyal supporters. And the Birstead Golf Club, of course, they're really very loyal supporters. And then FJG Solicitors, and they're always keen to sign up and help us, which is so I think that's worth
mentioning.
That's
brilliant. Well done, everybody involved. Well, okay, all being well, then I'll see you in the beer tent. All right.
That's the date.